You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's up, everybody?
What's good, family?
Welcome back to another episode of Is This Going to Cause an Argument? I am your host, Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. Tell them who you are, baby.
I'm the other host, Marcus Anthony Tanksley, husband of That Chick Angel.
You better let them know.
Why don't you ever say, introduce, I don't know.
What do you want me to
say?
I don't know. You probably right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is my husband.
But if I just introduce myself with my name, you ain't going to let them know who you are. You ain't let them know who you was.
I did. I always say baby. They know something's up.
All right. So why is it on? Why do I have to say?
Okay. This is my husband of almost 13 years. Marcus Ain't on the Gram is how you can find him on Instagram. And Marcus Ain't on the Book is how you can find him on Facebook.
Y'all can find her at That Chick Angel across all platforms.
It looks like you had to think about that one.
Yeah. But like I said, I always say, I never care if you didn't make such a big deal out of it.
Of course, I'm going to make a big deal out of it. Tell them about the podcast, babe.
All right, y'all. This podcast is about any and everything, basically. It's called Is This Going to Cause an Argument? Because a lot of times it does.
Yes.
But it's, you know, politics, everything, relationships, family.
All the goodness. All of the things.
Y'all leave suggestions.
Yes, we also take audience suggestions. So if you're following either one of us or following the podcast on Instagram, we haven't started uploading content to that, but we will be here soon. You can DM us there for topic suggestions. We actually had a really good topic suggestion, but we decided not to do it for this episode. We're going to save that for the next one because we were off for longer than usual. We've been gone for a month, so we wanted to bring it back with something a little more fun.
Yeah.
And not so like deep and heavy. So this is a segment that I like to call In Your Feelings, which was the title that was given to us by one of our listeners. And so Marcus, what's got you in your feelings?
What's got me in my feelings? Man.
Hello. Man.
It's been, you know what? I ain't even speaking on it right now. I ain't going to speak life into certain things. So you know what I'm saying? So what I'm feeling good about is not speaking life into certain things. I'm only speaking positivity.
Come on, speak it a bit.
You know what I'm saying? Because it does affect, you know, it affects outcomes, you know, just speaking the words. Words are powerful.
Uh-huh.
So with that said, I'm going to say I'm a very blessed individual, which I am.
Yes, you are. You better know it.
Yeah. There it is, y'all.
So you just skipped what got on your nerves. You went
You know what? Yeah.
You just keep it high,
yeah.
Let me tell y'all what got me in my feelings first on the negative side. Let me tell y'all. Okay, first of all, we in my sorority, in the chapter that I affiliate with, we're doing Secret Santa. So I went to Kohl's. I'm going to put them on blast right now to get my Soror a gift. And I went to get her one of those like thermoses, like it's kind of like a thermos. They're the expensive water bottles that can either keep something cold for a really long time or hot for a really long time. Well, I went to try to scan it to get a price check on it. It didn't do right. So I thought the machine might be broken. So I said, you know what? I'm ready to check out. I'd already been in the store for 30 minutes. I'd already gotten everything else I need. I said, I'll take this up there for a price check. And I'll also take another gift option just in case this one is too expensive. I get up there. The lady scans it. It doesn't work. I said, let's try typing in the numbers. I can't really see the numbers. I said, well, you know what? I'll read them off to you. She types them in. It don't work. She said, but there's more like this in the back. If you go and get another one. And I was like, oh, you must be mistaken if you think I'm about to go to the back of the store to get this. I said, well, I was like, why don't you just call someone to get the correct price? Oh, there is no one. Because
at this point, it's a line in the store.
Yeah, there's a line developing behind me, yeah. Right? And she was like, I was like, just call somebody and ask them to get the price of it. Like, there's people that work back there. There is no one. Okay, well, I can tell you right now, I'm not going to the back of that store to get the price. So you better call somebody because I'm not doing it.
Oh, Angel.
No, and I did it because I had on my sorority letters. I said, I'm not about to act a fool. That's the thing that saves her, honey. That I was just like, listen, me, I will act a pure donkey, but I'm not about to drag down an organization by cussing this woman out. It's the Christmas season, okay? Mm-hmm. So anyways, she ended up taking herself all the way to the back. She walks back up and, but as she walks away, she was like, unbelievable. And I was like, oh, she wouldn't have an attitude. So she walks back. She gets another one, brings that up. She scans it. She said $35. I said, oh, I don't want it. And she threw it in the basket beside her. I knew she was hot.
It don't make no sense, Angie. You treat people like
this. Is the same store that my husband, when I tell you he yelled at
Angel
this lady.
Is exaggerating.
No. Check out my Instagram highlights. I still have it up there. Still have it.
I just told the lady to talk to a manager because I wasn't about to go back and forth with her.
But it was so loud. Everybody in the store was getting ready to talk to a manager.
I had to elevate my voice so she could hear me over what she was saying. It's like, it doesn't matter what you're saying.
Yeah.
Go get a manager.
That's exactly what he said. So he made her get somebody.
Talking about the shirts. Well, this shirt should be this price. I said, no. Mm-hmm. It ain't. I was just back there. It's this price. Listen. Well, it's probably because the color is wrong. Probably don't make it definite. So I'm going to speak to a manager.
Come on. Sometimes you got to talk to people strong because they be talking to you wrong. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what's got me in a good mood? You know, a lot of things. I really had a really nice weekend with my family. We went to Marcus's job's holiday party. Got to kick it with my husband. We were dressed up as Men in Black.
Yeah.
Which was super cute. And then got to dance with my babies. And we got to visit one of my homegirls, Sharzad. It was a nice family time weekend. Yeah. Didn't get to spend as much time with my mom because we went away for the trip, but
yesterday,
it was good.
Yeah.
It was a good weekend, so yeah. I can't.
That's what got me feeling good, spending time with y'all. It's, of course, the whole excitement of, again, y'all, we building this brand, so that's exciting and always at the forefront.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, guys. I surely burped, and that was not on purpose. So sorry.
But that's always at the forefront of, you know, building this whole thing and bringing you all content that you all want to hear,
want
to see.
I hope you all like it, Jesus. I surely do. If y'all don't, my apologies. But anywho, we are going to... Oh, no, I forgot to tell... Oh, no, I did. I did. I'm sorry. I'm already losing track of what... If I had told y'all both things. I did. Let's jump into the topic of the day.
Get to it.
As I said, I feel like based off y'all comments, you all enjoy more of our story time content. So... I decided, since it is the season, that Marcus and I should talk about some of our just worst Christmas gifts, Kwanzaa gifts, Hanukkah gifts, whatever you want to call them, the ones that we've given and the ones that we have received. And what's already embarrassing for me is that some that I will mention that were given, most of those were given to the man that I'm married to.
We weren't just talking about to each other.
Yeah, we were talking about in general, but I feel like he's gotten the wackest of them all. Do you have the worst gift that you've ever received?
That I've ever received?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this when you, because usually y'all, I hear what we're going to be talking about it as what we're going to be talking about as you all hear it. Mm-hmm. But she actually told me this in advance.
I was trying to
think of like the worst, because you know, a lot of times they say it's in the thought.
It's
the thought that counts. And a lot of times when I was thinking back, if it was even a horrible gift, that was overshadowed by the fact that somebody gave me a gift.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, truly. Like I'm the type of person, I love giving gifts. Like mm-hmm. Christmas, birthday, all of that. Angel tell you, I love to give people gifts.
Yeah, love language.
Yeah. But I was thinking back and I was like, I can't think of anything that stands out as a definite. However.
Okay, because I was about to say, I can give you some.
Now there's some. Well, give me some. And I can give you ones
that's not even for me. We've talked about it briefly on the podcast before. Let's talk about the see-through shirt your mama got you.
That wasn't from Christmas gift, though.
I know, but it was a gift, right, and it was a good one.
It ain't the first time she done got me some shirts like that. It was the first time that was see-through.
Yes, okay, exactly. Hopefully,
actually, no, the mother shirts was dope. At that time, they were dope. So my mama went to Cincinnati Jazz Festival.
Was it Cincinnati? I thought she got those from New York, no?
Vegas. Was it New York?
I think it was a New York trip.
You sure?
I don't remember. Anyway, somewhere my mama
went. One of them trips that she went on and she went shopping and thought, oh, Marcus would like these. Anyway, mama brought, I think we done told y'all this before, but she brought me back. It was a red, a brown, which was the best, yellow, and I think a blue. They were like sheer shirts.
Sheer with a little bit of shine, like metallic. A
little bit of shine, and then it had like pinstripes. So all the material wasn't see-through. But most of it was.
Oh my God. They were
short sleeve mock neck. Imagine that.
I was like, does she think you dress like this? That's what.
And I ended up wearing one of those shirts to a 70s party under my leather jacket. The 70s party
yes,
I wore.
Yes, you
the
did. Costume. It finally yeah. came into play. It was
years and years later. I said, I know. Because you see, my mama gave it to me. Wasn't getting rid of it. I was like, I know what I could wear up under this leather jacket.
Is it?
Give me another one.
No, I'm about to give one. Oh. So my mom used to be married to a guy that is still a part of my life. And he got me Christmas gifts every year, even as an adult. And for some reason, I don't know if he just thought I was going to become a professional singer or have my own studio. But this man got me a full, like, Korg. Like, if you are a musician, you know what I'm talking about, a recording artist. But it's like the panel that you use if you're recording in a studio that has, like, all the knobs and the levels and stuff. I'm a theater major, right? So, like, while there is some crossover, there's not enough for me to know how to be my own sound technician in a studio booth.
Yeah.
That thing is still sitting in a tub. In the garage. I have never used it because
you've attempted though, right?
No, not that one.
You didn't? Okay.
I'd never attempted to use that because I was just like, this is ridiculous. Actually, half of his gifts did not get used until this podcast.
Yeah.
We started using the mics he gave me. I don't use those anymore because those are like hella professional singing mics, not podcast yeah. mics. So the mics
yeah,
we used
to no, use.
This ain't
no like cheap fly by night stuff he be getting
these
either.
He's
got me some
microphones.
Stuff too. And he's like really into music. And he's got me some like, because I was at one point in time, I was taking guitar lessons. I love bass and electric guitar. And he's got me a couple of gifts. I'm just like, you know how advanced this is for what I'm doing?
Right. So
I don't know how to do. I don't know how to use this stuff.
So they're not the worst gifts if you're a person into it.
Yeah.
But when you are like, yo, like, do you think I'm really going to go that far yeah. down a rabbit hole of this? Like,
why would you spend as much money? Like, that's a lot of money to spend on a whack gift. Like, but the gift ain't whack. It's like, depends on who you're giving it to. You know, you give so. A toddler keys to a Ferrari is like, this is a useless. Like,
it's like if I were to get Marcus a cricket machine. Now, why they...
A what?
Yeah, exactly. Cricket machine is a crafting machine. You might come up with some use. You could cut vinyl, like, so you could put like vinyl words on your car.
Oh, yeah. Man, shit going all across my damn truck.
But yes, he definitely... I mean, I would say I have over... Let me see, $10,000 worth of gifts that I can't use from this man. Like, that one day, if times were to have gotten hard, we would have probably pawned to pay.
Yeah, we got one. I'm like that. Right there.
That's most of the expense. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's the most expensive one.
I got one.
Please.
At the time, it was okay. But now I look back, and I think back, and we actually laughed about this recently. So I was always showering Angel with gifts. And one, was it your birthday or Christmas?
It was Christmas. Yeah,
we I got her up these business suits. like she was the executive at a bank or something. Oh. My body was looking nice in him, though.
Marcus had this fantasy in his head of who I was, and he was dressing that fantasy up. He was like, my baby's a boss of a bank.
That was for a scene. Yeah. I mean, just elegant, just dope suits, too. Looked like she pulled up in a Jaguar. You know,
I looked like a 40-year-old woman who pulled up in a Jaguar.
She was in her 20s. Yes. I'm in the mall just throwing all kinds of money at these suits. It was like more than once, too. It was like, yeah, this is dope.
And I'm already out here in California.
One was white. The white one was clean.
I still got that one.
I know you do. You're going to wear it, too.
It ain't coming past my knees right now, but one day I'm going to be able to get it back on. He did. He got me a beautiful white suit that I've worn to... I've worn a couple of times when we used to go to a nicer church. Like our church now is just so casual I would look like I would.
The pastor be up here in Ed Hardy shirt, so to let you know, it's real laid back. Like I got suits in there, suits and ties. They don't even fit no more. It's like a lot of them are too small or too big now because I lost weight.
Yeah, there's really like no, when, where are we going to wear it at? Where are you going to wear it at? Like truly?
I don't know. That's why I was wondering why you was trying to get a 2-for-1 tie deal this past weekend.
Because ties are different than a whole full
and
suit.
And I got two racks of ties.
You do, and you haven't worn, like yesterday was the first time you've worn one in a while. Yeah.
And y'all, I love rocking a dope tie with a suit.
He loves wearing a suit. He still, yeah, you love getting a good suit.
But yeah, I ain't got nowhere to wear no suit. I got a whole closet of suits. I got rid of like 10, 11 suits earlier this year.
That's really like, we just don't, I feel like a lot of the country is that way. Like there are very few places where.
And if it is, if you wearing a suit daily, it's not like a nice, nice, nice suit. It's just like gray, blue, or some combination of different shades of those two.
Yeah, like it's a different world for this baby. Now, I think I've told you all this before, but I know we have new listeners. Our first Christmas together.
Yeah.
This is my first time experiencing Marcus as a gift giver because most of the dudes that I had messed with were broke. So either broke or stingy, one of the two.
I wasn't rolling in the dough.
It felt like it because he gave me a room full of gifts. And
literally, I was packing in gifts from... He did. No. This is at the where I was renting the house.
Yeah.
So that whole room was full of gifts. So anyway, we was taking them to... Was it your mom's house?
Your sister's house. Yeah, sister's house. You bring them in. But no, let me get to the gift that I gave him. He got me all this stuff. And I gotten him a magic... Now, mind you, I had gotten him... a Fat Farm shirt before, okay, when he was visiting me. And I said, oh, they got another same Fat Farm shirt, but in a different color.
It was blue.
Yes. So I hunted down. It took me about 3 different cities to find it. I hunted down another Fat Farm shirt with the big F&P and the big French cuffs and a gift certificate to Krispy Kreme. And this is all because Krispy Kreme was his favorite restaurant. So, I'm not restaurant. It was like his favorite, like sweet. And I was just like, I can get him something from Krispy Kreme.
And that meant a lot because like, I was coming off of working for one company. I was an electrician. And in the mornings, a lot of times we would go and get Krispy Kreme and we would get there early enough because in Kentucky, Krispy Kreme tastes different in Kentucky than it does in California for some reason. But in Kentucky, they're open 24 hours. And when you get there early or when they're making fresh cookies, when they're making fresh donuts, they give you like one right out of the little oven or whatever. So it's like soft and warm. It's like you get Krispy Kreme. I don't care what content it's in. You put it in the microwave nuker for 8 seconds. You got heaven in your hands. So I was appreciative of that Krispy Kreme Gift card.
I felt so stupid. Now, mind you, we had just become official. Like, he came out to visit me for the first time. So let's say we started dating. Shoot, I'm about to mess up the order. No, it was okay. So I feel like it was that first. Was it the see y'all yeah, about to mess know. Up? No. It was. So me and him went out on a date and started talking at the end of the summer of 2004. I flew him out to visit me in October.
Y'all spent a plane ticket on me.
October of 2004, and so but we weren't official. I was just flying out, you know, and. Dude that I thought was cute, and I was like, I'm probably gonna marry this man, so let me go ahead, bring him on out here,
like, show
him.
These chicks out here buying me playing tickets. You know, I'm going out to LA, y'all. You know,
I showed him a good time. We didn't become official until right in December. And so that was our first Christmas together as a couple. So I wasn't thinking, you know, let me, you know, drop all this money on him. I'd already done it, like you said. So I just wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. And me, I was single for such a long time. Like, I hadn't been spending no money on nobody. So I'm like, oh, got somebody other than mama buy stuff for now, you know?
No. But let me tell you, he did give me a gift. I don't know if I told you this, but you're going to find out right now. He got me a gift that Christmas that would have been a great gift had he not gotten that same gift for one of his female friends.
I got that for a couple female friends. Not just random chicks. That was like people really close to
you
me.
You only told me about one. Who else did you get it for?
Oh, no. They didn't get the same gift. They got a different gift. Uh-huh. I took it back.
He got me a really nice watch. It was very pretty. I don't wear watches. I do wear my Apple Watch now, but it's more so to be able to answer the phone and to play music.
Fitting in with the best friends. I'm like, shh.
You know, whatever. You knew me. You had seen more parts of me than you had of your best friends. Yeah. And he got me this really pretty guest watch. And sure enough, he's like, yeah, I got my best friend one too. And I was just
It wasn't
like,
the same watch, though.
It was darn near close.
No, it wasn't. You trust me on that.
You showed me the watch.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Go get that. Where's that watch at? See, that's why I don't get you nothing. That she still got hers.
I still have mine.
Where's it at?
It's in the garage with all that jewelry.
Right there where a tennis bracelet was, in the garage.
But I started wearing that tennis bracelet and it broke.
Well, we got to get it fixed.
See? Yes. So that one was a bad gift on your part because you gave it to somebody else too. I was like, what?
It wasn't the same watch though.
I mean, promise I'm sure you. They were right beside each other in the case.
They wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Okay, what's the gift? What's the bad gift that you have gotten or given?
I have to bring up that sweater you got me that time that had the wool collar. Andrew got me this. It's a zip-up sweater.
I thought it was nice. From JCPenney.
When I describe, you're going to know it's JCPenney. It was like a pea green. Yeah, it was green.
It was mock neck.
Maybe it was almost brown. It was green. It was that type of greenish brown.
It was tan. It was mock neck.
It was mock neck, but the collar part, the inside of the collar, was like that wool material.
It was before he had this thick beard. It was trying to keep his neck warm.
But I don't know how you wear something like that and it not itch you to where you scratch your neck to a bloody mess. And just looking at it, I was like, how about that?
How about that, guys?
You got me this? And I was scared to look at the sleeve because I thought the cuff on the sleeve was going to have that same material.
Marcus hates most of the gifts I give them. No. Just say that you hate all of them. But I would gander there'd be most of it. Let me tell you a gift that he gave me that is, which I still have. It's gorgeous. I still haven't found the right space for it, which
you
is...
You got a couple of gifts. Like, yeah, I'm looking at one right now.
Here's the thing about my husband. He will buy things that are beautiful and are aesthetically very pleasing to him. Now, this is what...
Nothing practical about him whatsoever.
Nothing. And that is what makes me crack up because my husband says that I am a clutter freak and my design taste is clutterific. Yet he, because, you use that word, clutterific. Yeah. I'm making it up. But because what?
Because the stuff that she clutters with looks horrible. So I'm like, if you like clutter, at least it's going to be something nice.
So, yes, he buys me these stuff that is for design. He doesn't, like he sometimes, he definitely, like, these mics he got for our anniversary.
Yeah, that's changed. I don't do it a lot anymore.
He will sometimes buy stuff that has a function, but he has been known to buy me stuff that doesn't have a function other than to decorate. One thing he got me that I loved is a picture of these black women standing together that fell apart and had to be re-put in a frame. But then, this is back before we got married.
I bought that picture. And then I had to pay almost the same price as I did as buying the picture to ship it to her.
That was the first Christmas. That was that when you
was
got
that
me
the
that.
Same one?
That's the first Christmas, yeah.
When you got me that watch. Picture too?
You got me that. God, you got me two
got
angels.
A whole bunch of stuff.
You got me the
She had a room watch. Full of stuff, y'all.
Yeah, you got me a lot of stuff. So, but there was this one thing he bought me 2 years into our relationship. And I have to say this is because 2 years into our relationship, I'm knowing without a shadow of a doubt, we're going to get engaged. So anything that's not an engagement ring is going to not make me as happy as I would like to be. There's this big, tall box
Hold
against
up.
Me.
No, you ain't going to go away for it yet. So this is Angel's
graduation from grad school.
Yeah, yeah. So her family's out visiting. Friends, everybody, we all in Irvine because we went to Angel's graduation. So everybody's going around giving their gifts and everything. And she's got people giving her gifts and she's all excited. I think
it was specifically Nicole, my roommate, gave me a string of pearls.
Yeah, string of pearls. So Angel's like, oh my God,
I've never had real pearls. It was such a beautiful gift.
Then this wasn't nothing I just walked past. I was hunting and hunting and hunting and found something that was really nice. I was like, oh, I'll get it. This is beautiful. So give her this box with a gift in it.
And it's a tall box. So I was like, okay, this must be like a trick. Like, I'm going to be taking boxes out of boxes. I'm pumped. Ready.
So she opens it up and it looks like almost looks like a really tall wine glass. It's a vase, but a vase. She calls them vases now.
Check out our vlog. I'm trying to remember to do it on, it might be in the Monday vlog. So check out the vlog if you haven't, and I'll show it to you. Because it's still up. It's in the kitchen.
Anyway, but it's got like these real skinny, it's all glass. It's got these stems going up, holding the bowl up. So Angel opens and looks at it, and her reaction is, oh, thank you. After she has like done cartwheels over everybody else's gift and she opens by and is like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, I surely did.
Thank you. And went on to the next thing and I was just like, oh, really?
Like, yeah. Because it was not an engagement ring. So literally there was nothing he could have given me. You could have gotten me a card. I would have been like,
yeah, we've noticed.
You better. Don't make me slap you. I was just like, where is the will you marry me? And if there's not a ring in this vase, oh, there's
you
not.
Know what would have gave it away is if like you turned it upside down, like expecting a ring. I'm like, oh, is that what you thought?
Mind you, he did end up proposing to me like 2 months later, but it was still what
did I?
Yeah, because that I graduated in June, you proposed to me in August.
But what's even funnier is that happened apparently multiple times. Like Angel expecting me to, like her and her friends and family expecting it to happen because it was like these special occasions.
Yes.
I had no idea. I'm just going on about
He wanted me to come in town for Valentine's Day because we were dating long distance. So I came in town for Valentine's Day to go to the darn Crimson and Cream Ball at UK. So I was like, okay, this has got to be it because why else would I have flown in for a $10 party?
For $20 drinks.
But I did, because I was smitten with this fool. So, yes. And then, more recently, you all can't see it, but again, if you watch our vlog, you've seen it. I have these humongous, beautiful angel wings that Marcus bought me. And
this is Mother's Day.
It was a Mother's Day gift. Yeah. It was. I wanted an Apple Watch. And when he got it, I was like, you know, what you could have gotten me?
This is after the fact, of course.
Yeah, because I couldn't think of anything, and he waited until the day of to go get my gift with the kids.
Typical Mother's Day. As much as I love giving gifts Mother's Day, I always mess up.
He waited until the day of to take the kids to the mall to give me something.
That morning, I'm getting up. I'm just like, come on, y'all. Or the Saturday, I'm like.
I was like, you could have gotten me an Apple Watch. He was like, so in my head, I'm thinking, he's going to be like, oh, well, let me just return this and I'll get an Apple Watch. Because these angel wings were expensive, okay? They're like Colosseum wings, which you see in front of a Colosseum behind Zeus. You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, you probably usually see them in the other podcast.
Yes, because they're usually behind us. He was like, nah, I'll just get that for you for your birthday. He's talking about the Apple Watch. And we've been moved these wings so many times because just they're so
trying to find a good spot.
Big.
Yeah.
They were on this table at one point in time, but they would take it away from our beautiful chandelier. Then they were on top of the liquor cabinet at one point in time, just massively looking over everybody that wanted liquor. And now they're beside the TV. You would think we lived in a mansion. Once we get into our forever home, they will have a place. A beautiful place to be.
But get a lot of compliments on those wings.
We do.
Talking about my wing.
I can tell them the other stuff I've gotten you that's been
Angel terrible. Just thanks. This one leather jacket that Angel thinks I hated.
He doesn't wear it ever.
It's only the way the jacket fits. It ain't my fault. The jacket does not fit right.
Got him a leather jacket. I got him a, was it corduroy or suede? I think I've gotten him both.
You talking about the blazer? That blazer is dope, y'all. Let me tell you about this black. It's a corduroy blazer. I have worn that blazer. Now I'm a little too skinny for it, but I wore that blazer to every special event that I could dress up and still, you know, business casual or whatever. You know, you wear jeans and a blazer. I wore a blazer so much, I'm like, Angel, the blazer stands out. I get so many compliments on this blazer. I can't wear it to everything that I go to. And she's like, yes, you can. So just from that, she thinks I hate it. That was the dopest blazer. That's the dopest blazer I've ever owned that I threw
saw
a blazer
him wear
on.
It once.
I wore that thing. And every time I wore it, I'm telling people, oh, that's oh, my God. So it was so nice. I got a brown one just like it. Did I not?
Yeah, you like the brown one.
The brown one don't stand. Y'all, when I tell y'all, this blazer is like black. It like absorbs so much light, but it's still shiny a little bit at the same time. It's a dope blazer. But again, I can't wear it every goddamn week. It's like, it blazer so nice. It's maybe once, possibly twice a year type thing. You can only wear it.
So when you miss several years of wearing it, I'm like, oh, you don't like it?
Because she'd be like, why don't you wear your blazer and stand out like we did at the goddamn two events we went to? Because that's what it is. It's like, it got to be a perfect event or you're going to stand out.
I got him like, a red blazer for his birthday, for your 35th
red
birthday.
Crushed velvet blazer.
It's not crushed velvet. It's just regular velvet, all right,
velvet
with a black collar.
So you saying I don't like that?
I can't tell. It doesn't seem like
where
it.
I challenge you.
I've asked you when we've gone
to church.
To like your company Christmas parties. I'm like, why don't you wear that? Nah, I don't want to do it to him. See, you say stuff like that, but that's how you like try to like get me not to think that you don't think it's trash.
I knew I was fly. She got that for my birthday. I wore it on my birthday because she threw me a prop party here at the house, and I was too fly in that blazer.
I thought you looked fly, but sometimes you don't think you look fly in the stuff that I get you.
So you see, it's all in her mind, yeah.
No, it's not.
That ain't gifts that I don't
like. I got
that.
Him a pair of shoes that he just let the dog chew up.
Them shoes never fit right. What you going to say about them shoes? Say something positive about them shoes. I dare you.
Those shoes were nice.
They were okay. They was okay.
Oh, so
they wasn't blazer dope.
Them shoes were nice. They were Oxford
shoes.
They were
too small.
We could have gotten them stretched.
Them things were not stretching as small as they was, Angel.
They were size 13.
My foot went into them and it curled under, y'all.
No, it did not.
I can go get the shoes right now.
It's for them to see how Supreme chewed them up?
He chewed up one of yours, too.
God damn, no. Dog makes me so mad.
he gets you know, like separation anxiety. I told her to put him in the laundry room. She put him in the garage, and he's like, "What's in here?"
He does it everywhere. He does that in the laundry room too.
When there's stuff down there,
even when there's not, he will sniff it out and get to stuff.
Why is candy down that low?
It wasn't candy. He got one time. He pulled out whatever moss stuff that you had bought that's supposed to go in the plants.
Because it's like real plants.
Shut up. dog is a jackass. Let me see. What else have I got, Marcus, that he has refused to use because he did not like it? I got him a watch here recently for a snip gift. He returned that, but I had a feeling he was going to return it.
Yeah, I don't wear that style no more. This is a style of watch. It wasn't a bad gift. I appreciate the gift and the thought.
Yes, I'm glad. I know you appreciated it. He shows his appreciation a little bit better now, or he knows how to cover a little bit better.
The only thing I will say that was horrible Angel got me was that sweater.
There's other stuff, though.
That sweater is the only thing. To the point where I opened it was just like, you like it? I was like, yeah. Like, I had to lie, and it was so painful to lie because I knew she meant well. It looked like a gift my mama would have got me. Like, back in the day, with mama, I was younger, so mama knew how to dress me. As I got older, it's like her style stayed there. Mm-hmm. And mine evolved into basically what I am now. But I was like, what was she thinking? Yeah, it felt like a year later. She was like, you don't ever wear that. Angel, look at this damn sweater. Look at it.
He folded it up and put it in his closet. He said, I am not. There's been times where I got you a drone.
Yeah, you got me a drone.
Oh, you remember when your mama got you that floating shark?
Floating the helium shark. Y'all, I didn't even know where to get helium to get this thing up. Those things are neat. It's like a remote control. You put helium in it, and it like flies around. It floats around the house. You can control where it goes. I'm like, where am I supposed to? First of all, I got to put this thing together. I still got to fly. This is recently. I still got to get this thing back to Alexa. Where do I live? California.
California. And yes. Terrible. I was like, oh, she thinks she's still a baby. I love it.
I'm her baby.
You are still her baby.
I'm looking around like, what's the stuff I got, Angel? And she was thinking, why?
It's mostly that vase was this is also the reason why that vase made no sense. I was living in campus housing. And he got me something that looks like
I mean, y'all's apartment, because Nicole did a lot of the decoration too, y'all's apartment was like, the way it was decorated was like, this would look nice.
No.
Around here somewhere.
The apartment was completely decorated with IKEA furniture. That was not an IKEA vase. That was it. I don't care how you put it.
Where's that vase at now?
It's in the kitchen.
It's in
the kitchen. Yes. I have to make sure that thing has made it from house to house. And then when he moved out
extremely here. Extremely fragile, too.
It is. I mean, it's the most delicate thing ever. And I'm like, oh my God, why? Why did you give me this? But yeah, no, Marcus is always, I feel like he gets gifts for the future. He gets gifts for this immaculate.
For where you're going, not business, where you're at, because you ain't going to stay where you're at.
Businesswoman of a Fortune 500 company that's sitting in the boardroom chopping men's balls off. Yeah. Like, that's what I feel like.
Yeah,
he's like, absolutely. That's why I get you business suits and things to go into a mansion and exquisite art pieces that need to hang on your walls.
Meanwhile, Angel dresses me for bear hunting season,
or for pimping. That's what you get.
Since been pimping.
Best gift. Okay, let's do that. What's the best gift? Oh, mind you. Oh, sorry, because I did talk about Marcus's gifts. The gifts that my mother would give me that I would be like, what is this? It really wasn't that she got me gifts that said, what is this? It's the gifts that had to be returned because she spent too much money. Yeah, we're going to have to take that back. Yeah, I've spent way too much money for Christmas. Those were the gifts. So I'd be like, well.
She handed y'all the receipts, but don't get comfortable. I'm just letting you know what I thought of you when I was back.
It was the thought that counted. I have gotten some purses from her in the past that I was just like, do you think I'm a prostitute? Hot purses that I'm sure she got from one of the people in my family. That I'm just like, this might be bootleg.
Is this hot? It ain't cold. Let me tell you that.
Okay, what's the best gift you ever gotten from me?
Best gift I ever gotten from you was my second ring.
Yay.
Like, so what happened is we went to Big Bear for my birthday one year. And, you know, we outside in the snow playing with the kids. Denora's husband Jason, he was out there with me, so we in the snow like messing around and stuff, and I'm like, you know what, it's cold out here, fingers are gonna shrink, hands are gonna get cold, so let me take my ring off because I don't want to lose it. So I put it on top of the refrigerator at the house we were staying at. And by the time we driving back, and we, I think, we were driving back, and we was probably about 10 minutes from the house. This is like, what, 2.5 hour drive? Mm-hmm. We was about 10 minutes from the house, and I'm like, I don't remember. My ring should be on. Why isn't it on? So I called Angel. I was like, I think I left my ring. So, of course, called the place there. I was like, yeah, the cleaning people are there. They said they never didn't see any ring. I'm like, you lying asshole.
They saw it after we probably called them and told them we lost it.
Yeah. They probably went and looked for it. Anyway, I thought about going back and just burning that place down. But I didn't. So how much time passed?
A couple of years.
Couple of years, y'all. Yeah. Like, and I like grieved over this ring. Like, I was hurt.
Because the twins were, were they even one yet? Portia was with us, so they weren't even one yet. Nope.
Yeah, so anyway, so open up, Christmas, open up his box, and it's another ring, and it's almost identical. It's very, very close.
It was 2 years ago.
So what's so dope about the ring is my first ring had 7 diamonds. This one had 14, has 14 in it. And we were born on 7/14.
Not born.
I mean,
married.
7/14/07.
Yeah.
So, like, when I opened it, I was like, oh my God, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, 10 minutes later, like, I just break down. I couldn't stop staring. I, like, just kept looking at this ring because I, like, missed that ring so much. Like, at the time, when I had the ring, I didn't wear it that much because I was working with my hands a lot and I didn't want to get it messed up. So, didn't wear it a whole lot. But then when I didn't have it, of course, I was wearing it more and more. But, I was really, really hurt over that ring. So, when I opened that up and saw that, like, it took me down.
Mm. And when he says when he didn't have it, he was wearing more and more. He was wearing a... You mean you were wearing...
No, before... Yeah, like, I would wear other rings to protect that one.
Uh-huh.
Because, I didn't want to get it scratched up and all that type of stuff. And then when I did get a chance to wear it, I would wear it, of course. But, yeah, but getting this one, like, it, like... Yeah.
Thank you. I had a good year residual wise from commercials. So I said, let me just drop this money real quick. Cause I was like, Mama, should I go ahead and get it? She was like, yes. So I was like, here's the cash. Give me that ring. So yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't laugh at me because I know I should say my vehicles were my favorite gift, but I would have to say,
you see, I hear that plural. Say it again for the vehicles. People in the back.
I know I should say my vehicles are my favorite gift, but really my favorite gift, which you will actually have to get me again, were my gold teeth. Marcus got me some gold bottoms. I had wanted them ever since I was like 21, and he got them for my 35th birthday, maybe it was 36. So I have been waiting for a very long time to get some gold bottoms. And what made it even better is that he had gotten a pair of matching ones so that we could both have gold teeth together.
I tell y'all, true rat over here.
I wanted them ever since I saw Erykah Badu wear them in her video Love of My Life. I think that's what when she was actually talking about hip hop.
So. Yeah.
You are my friend, love of my life. And I saw that she had on bottoms and I said, oh my gosh, that is too cute. I was like, oh, I've always wanted goats. I've wanted goats. And then finally, he took me all the way down to the Crenshaw swap meet. They did the fitting for both of us.
I had no interest in getting goats. And then sitting there looking to see how excited she was. She was like, I think you should get some. I was like,
no. All right. He was like, should I get some too? And I was like, yes. He knew it was going to make me happy. It was just something that I had desired for so long. Now, mind you, Marcus is one of the best gift givers I know, especially when he listens to me. Now, sometimes he don't listen, but when he does listen.
Show up with a falcon.
Like,
so match your wings you got over there.
There you go. Like in 1 year, he got me an iPad and a bunch of diamonds. Loved it. Okay. Loved it. He's a great gift giver.
What's one of the best gifts that... What's one of the favorite gifts that you've gotten me? And I'll do the same.
Oh, you named it. I was very proud of myself that I was able to get you that ring. And also, the other thing that I... Okay, he doesn't like for me to do it. But I love that for Father's Day, doing the music videos.
Yeah, yeah. It's just too emotionally draining. She loves it.
I love...
I cannot take this.
I love that it's such a personalized gift. Nobody else has it. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that we pour our hearts into. I start working with little Marcus on getting the wrap together at least 2 months in advance.
All right, stop. Because it's gonna mess me up right now. Anyway, so one of my favorite gifts that I got her was actually a push gift. So Angel's...
That one was great.
I had to think that one out because Angel, was it the twins?
Yeah.
She was pregnant with the twins. So she, I don't know, months and months earlier, maybe 6 months, maybe a year earlier.
At least a year.
One of the diamonds fell out of her wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bigger diamonds.
No. If it was a bigger diamond, it was one of the small ones in my wedding band.
Yeah, in the wedding band. So, of course, she's pregnant. Swelling happened. She couldn't wear a ring as much. And for a time, was you wearing it around your neck?
I think I did for a little bit. And then I put it on the little ring holder by the sink in the kitchen.
By the sink. So I'd already planned out. I was like, I'm going to replace that diamond without her knowing. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to pull that off because I don't know how much attention she pays to that damn ring setting up there at the sink. But as she got more and more pregnant, I'm like, she ain't paying attention to that.
I would have panicked had I not seen it there, but luckily I didn't have it.
I already called the jewelry store. I was like, look, this is what I'm gonna do. How long is it gonna take? They told me, like, cool. So I went and got it, snatched it off of there, sent it off. They replaced that. So as a push gift, I give her this box, this jewelry box. She's like, oh, you know, thank you, it's another ring, and opens it up and sees it's her wedding ring.
I didn't think it was another ring. I thought it was like earrings. She thought it was another piece of jewelry.
Like, because I'm always giving a jewelry. And she opens it up and sees it's her ring with all the diamonds in it. And I was like, yeah, I did that right.
Oh, my God. When I tell you that one was, you got me real good. Yeah,
that was my favorite. I was like, I did good.
I promise you. Especially because I do get a lot of compliments on my ring. But it's almost like having a chip nail, having a diamond missing. So when people be like, oh, your ring is so pretty, and I would want to hide my hand, like, don't look at it because I don't want you to see that there is a diamond missing. It's like having a missing tooth right in the front of your mouth. And so to have that back in, I can now flaunt it, even though I know he wishes it was cleaner, but now I can flaunt it a little bit more.
I just snatch it every now and then to clean it myself.
That works for me. That one, I like to know, just like I love doing gifts for you where you can tell this was not no last minute thing. This was a labor of love. I knew that this was not something that he came up with. He didn't go to the mall the day of and say, plop a diamond in here so I can take this to my wife. I knew he had to plan it out. That's also the reason why the first time you ever surprised me on our anniversary trip is probably my favorite of all of them.
Yeah.
Because it was so well thought out. It had to have been so well thought out in advance that I was just like, this man be really thinking about me. And I appreciate that. Yeah. I love him. A little bit of, it's in the vlog too. We're about to close this. But we will be on a certain show next year where you'll get to learn a little bit more about us as a couple.
Yeah.
Not going to say what. And possibly at that time next year, we'll do a podcast about it. So, a couple of questions for you all so you can comment below. One, what is the worst gift you've ever given? Two, what's the worst gift, you've ever received? I think that's so much funnier. And then two, what's the best gift you've ever given? Three, how would you all like if this podcast next year went to every Wednesday? Tell us what your thoughts are about that, because we're thinking about pumping up production.
Yeah.
And we just want to know what you all want and what type of support you all would give us if we did this every single week. Yeah. And then second, we're going to do comment of the week. This is obviously from a month ago, and this is from one of our very, very loyal followers, family members. We thank you, girl. We see you. I see your name every time it pops up, and I appreciate it. Miss Tiffany Rainey says, love the video as always. And again, I really did enjoy the old school video. Thank you guys for the fun entertainment that you give us. Marcus, you didn't want to do it, but you pulled it off. Actually, that's the silly angel. Angel was talking about, it's in you. It just takes longer to come out. And that's a good thing. And being in tune and intimate with each other is very important. That's why you're a great couple. Thanks, Chunk. Oh, hey, Chunk. Talking about Amar, who was made a guest appearance last time in the podcast. So is there anything else you want to tell them before we go?
Nah, I appreciate y'all tuning in to us.
Yeah. Y'all keep praying for my husband that his thoughts remain
on what is good. It's a spiritual warfare for me right now, to be honest with y'all. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yes.
It's a lot going on, but I'm going to remain strong, fight through this.
So if you made it, go ahead.
Part of a matriculation process.
Matriculation?
No.
Which are maturation
process.
Yes, yeah. I would agree with you. It's part of a maturation process.
But yeah, it's for real. It's deep. Like
it is. Yeah. And maybe when he gets closer to the other side of it, we'll be able to talk about it in the podcast. But as for right now, if you made it to this part of the podcast, just know, keep my hubby in your prayers.
Yeah,
appreciate you. Keep y'all. Me in your prayers too. You can keep all of our family prayers.
Y'all are in ours, definitely.
All right, you guys. Tune in another 2 weeks for, I do believe, will be the last podcast of the year. All right, we appreciate you guys, and we'll talk to you.
Oh, stay tuned to 12 Days.
Oh, yeah. If you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, which is That Chick Angel TV, we got 12 days of Vlogmas coming up starting December 13th, which is coming up around the corner. Yeah, we're going to give you a video every single day. It might not be a vlog, but you will get a video.
Yeah, you're going to get something.
Every single day. You feel me? All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.